Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Tonight, the city's top three mayoral candidates, Curtis Sliwa, Andrew Cuomo, and Zoran Mamdani, hit the debate stage. Our Glenn Strzok has a preview.
Ben Max is a political analyst with New York Law School. He says Andrew Cuomo must go on the attack against Mamdani during the debate. If that happens, though, he expects Curtis Sliwa to actually lay low.
I think Curtis Sliwa is rightfully expecting a lot of back and forth between Mamdani and Cuomo, and he is probably going to look like something of the adult in the room, or at least try to, and say to New Yorkers, look at all this bickering. I can be a leader for New York.
As time winding down here towards Election Day and early voting just 9 days away, the question is, will this debate or the final one next week change any minds? Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
The NYPD is asking for help finding the two men and two women who are responsible for a rash of disturbing robberies in the Bronx and East Harlem. In three different incidents back in September, the four would approach a woman on the street, engage her in conversation, then hand the woman a paper that had some kind of substance on it. They would then remove cash and jewelry from the victims. In one case, they got the woman to a Chase ATM and got $3,000 out of her account. Altogether, they made off with more than $10,000 in cash and jewelry from their victims. Police say they're not sure what the substance on that paper was that they handed to victims. But anyone with any information about these individuals asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. A rally today at One Police Plaza, organized by the families and supporters of Alan Feliz, the man who was shot and killed by an NYPD officer during a traffic stop in 2019. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch refused to fire the officer who shot him, and that was overriding a judge's decision. An NYPD trial judge had found Sergeant Jonathan Rivera guilty of first-degree assault and recommended he be fired. But Tisch said she believed the shooting of Feliz was justified. Sammy is the brother of Alan Feliz. He says that he's frustrated with Commissioner Tisch and her decision.
Transparency nor accountability is in the forefront of what it needs to be put out. And it's not only something that my personal community should be aware of, but that the entire city of New York should be aware of.
The rally at 1 PP today takes place on the six-year anniversary of the day when Sammy died. The family will also talk today about what their next steps are. They say they are not ruling out taking legal action. Police are searching for the man who robbed a woman at gunpoint in broad daylight at a subway station on the Upper West Side. Police say it happened yesterday at the 86th Street B and C station just after 11:15 a.m., A 57-year-old woman was just near the turnstiles and was approached from behind by a man who police say put a gun to the back of her head and demanded her money. He then fled the station. The woman wasn't injured, and the man was last seen fleeing on a bike down West 88th Street. Police have released images of that suspect, and they're asking anyone with any information to call Crime Stoppers. New York and New Jersey lawmakers are reacting angrily after President Trump said yesterday that because of the government shutdown, he'll terminate the billions in funding for the Gateway Tunnel project.
The project in Manhattan, the project in New York, it's billions and billions of dollars that Schumer has worked 20 years to get. It's terminated.
New York and New Jersey lawmakers saying the plan to build the new Gateway Tunnel under the Hudson River is not just a project important to New York. With the tunnel serving Amtrak and rail service, it's one of the most important infrastructure projects in the country. Governor Hochul on MSNBC also blasted his comments.
This is the Northeastern Corridor. To make sure that our tunnels are safe, they were damaged by Superstorm Sandy. They're over 100 years old. We need to replace them because if this system of transportation collapses, the Northeastern economy and the economy of the country collapse. So why be so short-sighted?
President Trump had already said he was freezing infrastructure funding for projects like the Second Avenue subway extension if Democrats don't agree to end the shutdown. Senator Schumer, Governor Hochul, and New Jersey's senators say they will fight to keep that funding. The NYPD will now notify parents when a minor is added to its gang database. The change comes after a city investigation urged more transparency and stronger standards about who's included. The database was created in 2013 and tracks people that are suspected of gang activity. The Department of Investigation says police have adopted more than half of its recommendations, including limiting how long someone stays on the list. But critics say it unfairly targeted young Black and Hispanic men, and they want it abolished. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch defends it, saying it's crucial to investigating and solving violent crimes. Four people are now hospitalized after a fire tore through a NYCHA high-rise building in Flushing. It started around 2:15 this morning on the 10th floor of the James A. Bland Houses. FDNY hazmat crews found an e-bike at the scene. They're now looking into whether that sparked the blaze. Residents were allowed back inside about 2 hours later. The cause of the fire remains under investigation.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.